The following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
Ravens back on the road this week as they take on the Miami Dolphins. And as we sit down and start to look to that game, we visit with the man who starts every play on special teams, long snapper Morgan Cox. Morgan, thanks for joining us on 101.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, this is a game where everybody expects perfection. Mm-hmm. You know, the quarterback gets criticized this last week when Joe throws five interceptions. Mm-hmm. Running backs get criticized if they don't get a touchdown. But you play the one position where literally there is no room for error. I mean, your position, you are expected to be perfect on every play. How do you get your head wrapped around that kind of expectation?
You know, it's just kind of it's part of the territory. You know, I grew up doing it from the time that I started playing football in fifth grade. And so, you know, as I kind of grew up in the football environment, it's just part of the job description.
So you came into this as a grade school kid thinking, hey, this is for me?
Oh, no. I mean, my very first practice, coach was doing tryouts literally everyone had a chance. And so for whatever reason, I did better that day. And from that point, it was just one of those ways that I could, you know, get on the field. And, as a kid, you just want to be around your friends and having fun. And that was always what it was for me. It wasn't until probably like my junior year of college that I was really like, wow, I could make a career out of this. And so from there, I really started working to get myself prepared for this level.
Because nobody really grows up thinking, I want to be a long snapper in the NFL, do they?
That wasn't really the ultimate goal. It was certainly, we always wanted to, be in the NFL and that kind of thing, but it was such a lofty dream. I remember saying, in high school, if I ever won a Super Bowl, I'd do this and that. And then here I am, I'm like, that was pretty cool, yeah.
So what were your this and that? If you ever won a Super Bowl, what were your this and that?
It was like a dare at the time, or like a tattoo. I don't have any tattoos, but I said, if I ever won a Super Bowl, this is back in high school, I get a tattoo, but I'm not going to get a tattoo anytime soon.
So. You got to backpedal on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to backpedal on that one.
But you did get your own Morgan Cox Day in your hometown, didn't you?
I did. That was really an honor, and kind of going back to the long snapping thing, it's not something that I'm used to. I'm used to kind of staying in the shadows and stuff, so... Right. It was really cool, but it's something that I really felt honored by the town that I grew up in and that I have a lot of family heritage in as well.
Collierville.
Yeah. My grandfather was the mayor for 40 years, and my dad's been very involved in the community growing up and stuff, and so it's just been something that I've appreciated going back and doing. I always go back and speak to my elementary school every year, just to kind of give back. So
you must be, if not the mayor, you must be the king of Collierville right now because you come back home with a Super Bowl ring. I mean, how cool is that?
It is pretty cool. It's still one of those things. I could still walk into a grocery store and nobody knows who I am, which I like it that way. I mean, it's much easier that way. Unlike when, we go out to eat with Joe or something like that. It's, we always, are talking to new people and stuff. But, back home, I'm still a nameless face.
So. But you're still a known entity if they have Morgan Cox Day for you. They know who you are.
The funny thing is the kids know who. Like, so in our neighborhood, which is nearby our elementary school, a lot of the kids know who I am by face, but just because I've been to the school so many times.
That's pretty neat, and obviously you enjoy being a role model.
Absolutely.
For the next generation. So mm-hmm. Who were your role models growing up? When you start to play football in fifth grade and figure out early on, hey, I'm pretty good at this long snapping thing, it's not really a position that has, Hall of Fame role models. It's,
right.
not, it's not like a center position.
Right.
You didn't look and say, hey, Jim Langer, he's the guy I want to be. Or did you?
Well, my heroes growing up were obviously the given ones, my dad, my grandfather, my brother. And actually, my grandfather was a long snapper, back when he played in high school and stuff. And I remember one time we got out in the yard, and my grandfather had Parkinson's disease back at that time. He's since passed away, but at the time he wasn't very quick moving or anything like that. But I remember very vividly him getting down in a long snapping stance and firing it back there and about knocked me over. But other than that, that was a really special time for me. But other than that, Patrick Manley is a guy that I've always looked up to. I think he's in his 16th year of his career. And so, when I started playing is about the time that he got in the NFL. So I've been able to follow his career and got to meet him. So.
And that is a cool spot that you're in as a long snapper, mm-hmm. is as long as you don't make a mistake, you can last for a long time in this job.
I'm hoping so. Certainly, you know, that's my goal, to go out there and just remain anonymous. And nobody knows who I am. That means I'm doing a good job.
Which really is the best of both worlds. You get to be a pro football player. You get to be right. a Baltimore Raven. You get mm-hmm. to be on a Super Bowl team. And yet you still get to hold on to your anonymity, which right. I don't think people understand how much guys treasure until they've lost it, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And I kind of touched on it a second ago, you know, when we go out to eat with Joe or really any, or Justin, anybody, you know, that is on TV a lot, you know, they're, you know, asked for autographs and stuff, which is fine. You know, it's just, like you said, the anonymity of it is nice.
You realize after this show, your anonymity is ruined.
Right. That's okay.
You've had Morgan Cox Day, and now you're TV and radio, it's all over for you.
Right. That's okay with me.
It is absolutely all over for you. Last week, you're 15 yards away from getting to do what you do, jog out on the field with Sam Cook and Justin mm-hmm. Tucker to attempt maybe a game-tying field goal. How hard is that to watch the game and knowing you were so close to doing what you get to do with the game on the line?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we've been through, as we all know, just, you know, like as recently as last season with Denver and San Diego and the Patriots. We got to do game winners and game tires and stuff. And that's one of those things that, you know, you just prepare for mentally. You stay into the game, but you stay detached from the emotion of the game, because you go out there and you want to be as even keel as possible and just go out there and do your job.
Well, nobody spends more time on the field before the game than Morgan. When we come back, we'll talk about the interplay with fans on the road when Ravens One-on-One continues right after this.
MedStar Health's presentation of Ravens One-on-One is brought to you by the Maryland Health Connection, putting quality health coverage within your reach. Beginning October 1st, go to MarylandHealthConnection.gov, and by MedStar Health, the official medical team of the Baltimore Ravens.